Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are listening to 5 Minute Motivation. I'm Brian Donovan. I'm here with the illustrious Patrick Giarelli.
Good morning, people.
I have never looked up the word illustrious in the dictionary. I don't know what it means, but I think it's a positive reflection upon you.
I felt good about it and super fancy all at the same time.
Okay, good. That's what I was going for. All right, if you are not familiar, what we are doing is we are breaking down the quotes that you see in your everyday life on your Instagram feeds, Facebook feeds, and elsewhere. What we want to do is we want to break that down into some anecdotal, which means story-based insight as to what that quote means to us, and thereby give you a way to maybe remember this quote a little bit more clearly in your everyday life and maybe grab hold of that quote and actually implement it into your beliefs and ethics, whatever the quote might be.
Well put.
That is our goal, and that is what we are going to do by putting 5 minutes on the clock. We're going to take equal amounts of time because we are gentlemen, and that's just what we do.
Classic.
And Patrick's going to hit us with a quote, and then we're going to talk about it for 5 minutes. That's basically the goal of the whole podcast, and we hope that it brings you value, and we hope that you enjoy it. We hope that you go out there and become just a little bit of a better person after having listened to our beautiful voices.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time.
I thank the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it.
It'll take all we got, we gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gon' fake this. Till we make it, till we make it.
All right, folks, here we go, here we go, here we go. You know what? I'm just going to go out there on a limb and tell you quickly, this is anonymous, but you know what? Whatever. Give yourself credit, I guess, or whatever. You came up with it, okay? Attack life, take risks, and live with unbridled passion. Otherwise, you will look back on your life with regret. Man, so many different directions I can take this, so I'm going to try to get a little bit focused, but you know what? I think one thing I would probably just come up to is that my wife and I just got back from a trip in Mexico and blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to bore you with that very much. But my thing is this, is I certainly come across situations where people say, I don't have time. I can't go to Mexico or wherever you want to go, whatever, Montana. I mean, whatever. Okay. I don't have time. Oh, I don't have the money, man. You have both. What do you want? How full do you want your bucket? How much life do you want to live? Do you want to attack it or do you want to make excuses? So let me get back to where I was for just a brief moment. So what's $20 a week? I feel like so many of us, $20 a week, where'd it go? What happened to it? You can put $20 a week into your sock drawer and before you know it, you've got some money. I mean, just that alone, 2 times 5, that's $1,000. So let's just say you save $20 a week for 2 years. You got $2,000. $2,000, you can go do something amazing. You can see things you've never done before. You can do things you've never done before. And now you're attacking life. Now you're not going to have that regret. What is your couch doing for you? That's what I want to know. What's your couch doing for you? What's your job doing for you? Okay. Your job is supplying you with the ways and means to like live, pay your bills and things like that. But living is not pay your bills and things like that. Living is doing. Is like I've mentioned before, is like Brian, who recently has taken on a new Thursday night endeavor of not just doing stand-up comedy once. He's done it 4 or 5 times in the last 4 or 5 weeks. I mean, it's a part of his thing now. I mean, because that's filling his bucket. That's giving his soul some fulfillment, giving his mind some fulfillment. He's hitting on neurons and things that he would not usually have touched on if he didn't step out on that limb to attack life, to do differently, to think broader, okay? So now he's doing things he's never done before. You know what? Same Mexico trip, I just saw Chichen Itza, okay? It's one of the 7 wonders of the world. And again, I don't need you to clap for me or need you to be happy for me. I'm just letting you know that I had an opportunity to see one of the 7 wonders of the world, and you know what? It was wondrous. It was fascinating, and I want you to be able to have opportunities to have wondrous feelings and fascinating moments. Most likely, they're not going to be from your couch. Most likely, it's going to take a little bit of time, a little bit of energy, a little bit of planning, and you're going to really be fulfilled. You're going to look back, and there's not going to be regrets. There's going to be memories and experiences. What do you think, Brian?
I think the memory aspect of that is way undervalued, and it's one of the bigger parts about traveling and experiencing magical moments in your life, because those things are everlasting.
Yes, if
it's powerful enough, if it's a beautiful enough place. You know, we were just taking a hike at a local park, and we were reminiscing about our trip up to Maine. We went to Maine last summer, and we went almost to the top of the state, went as far north as we could possibly go, and then worked our way back south to go to a friend's wedding. And one of the places that we stopped, we took a ferry over to a place called Monhegan Island on the recommendation of a friend. And it's a little artist commune, a small island where probably about 20 people live full time throughout the year. Very simple living, not a lot going on the island, just people that are there as refuge from the everyday hustle and bustle of the bigger cities. And they're going out to focus on their art. We took a hike around the island and got to a point where we saw these seals out in the water, this natural beauty, and the landscapes out there with the cliffs right next to the ocean. These are some of the highest cliffs on the East Coast, right next to the ocean. The color of the water, those things will never fade away in my memory.
Absolutely.
As far as I can tell, until, you know,
later
on in life where nothing is that clear. But the serenity, and also at the same time, the power of the ocean and just the beauty is something that I take, you know, later on in life, I take that with me, mm-hmm. and that's inspirational after the fact. Mm-hmm. And so you have to make these things happen, not just for the moment where it's happening, but for later on in life. And you can't do that unless you just decide to take these leaps. Luckily enough, we had a friend that kind of forced us into the situation by having somewhat of a destination wedding. And that's happening again with a wedding in Mexico. But that leads me to another point where a lot of times when people are presented with those opportunities and they have a friend that's, say, getting married in Jamaica or having a destination wedding, let's be honest, when you first get that invitation, you're like, oh man, fuck, Jim, why? You know I don't have the money to
right,
do that.
Right.
I want to go to your wedding.
Of course.
But I don't have that money. And like Pat said, if you really want it, you can find a way to make it happen.
Yep.
And I think you need to make it happen. I think those moments where your inclination is to second guess and to come up with the excuses and the reasons why you can't do something is all the more reason for you to just say yes.
Yep.
If your heart is beating,
yep.
if you're nervous, say yes.
Exactly what I was going to say is I can't help it. I know we're going to go over a couple seconds here, but I think I told Brian this, and I don't think I've told you folks this, but, like, you know, him and I made that kind of commitment challenge to each other to get up on the stage for stand-up comedy and just see what we could do and have some fun and broaden our horizons a little bit. But what he just said is that when you get that feeling, and I think there's three different levels of it. I think it's when your heart wants to beat out of your chest, or some other people have knots in their stomach. Or sometimes for me, I get genuine, like, mental brain euphoria. Look, all three of those things are literally, like, physicality and mentality and, like, stress. But the positive stress is telling you, go do it. Don't let those fears get in your way. Your courage is trying to get out of your body. It's trying to tell you that we need to do this. We want to do this. We have to do this. When you get those moments, make it happen, man. Power up, push through it. Let that palpitating heart lead you. Don't stuff it back down. The stuffing it back down is where the regrets come from.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that suppression, it really does lead to regret. That's a very good point.
I think we've pinpointed it at this point. Okay, there you go. Bye.
I don't think anybody's ever done that.
Bye.
Bye.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, you with me. It's time.
I think the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it.
It'll take all we got, we gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gon' fake this. Till we make it, till we make it.
I mean, that was it in a nutshell. Right there.